The snow held off just long enough for Collingwood to celebrate the accomplishments of four of the newest recipients to the Order of Collingwood on Sunday. The 2025 Collingwood Mayor's Levy took place at Bear Estate on Sunday, January 12, afternoon, with four noteworthy volunteers added to the list of Order of Collingwood recipients: Murray Knowles, Dr. John Miller, Naomi Patterson, and Hella Sandberg. Mayor Yvonne Hamelin kicked off the festivities by noting major town accomplishments in 2024, including making strides on affordable housing, attracting funding for the new Collingwood General and Marine Hospital build, starting construction on the Raymond A. Barker Water Treatment Plant expansion, and continuing public engagement on the Terminals Point project. "Thank you for taking the time and coming here today to honor our recipients," said Hamelin. "Best to everyone for 2025. Knowles retired in 2005, but that didn't stop him from putting work in after he and his wife Donna retired to Collingwood around that time. In 2008, he joined the town's Trails Committee and has served as chair of the committee ever since. He spent a decade on the board of the Georgian Cycle and Ski Trail Association and served as president of his local condominium board for 10 years. "I'm grateful for the recognition, and to be able to add my name to the 180 or so people who have received the Order of Collingwood over the last 40-something years," said Knowles in his acceptance speech. He finished his speech by encouraging others to volunteer. "I've been very fortunate to meet a whole bunch of very committed and passionate people," said Knowles. "It takes a whole bunch to make things like this happen." Miller, a Collingwood dentist, came to Collingwood in 2003. Beyond the work he does in his dentistry practice, he is a former charter member of the Rotary Club of Collingwood, South Georgian Bay, supporting projects such as youth bursaries. He spent time on the Collingwood Downtown BIA board. As a co-founder of the Rainbow Club of South Georgian Bay, he's helped form the club through initiatives such as the annual Collingwood Pride Festival and Safe Spaces training. He's currently working to revitalize the historic Trot building to create a community hub. "I'm very honored and blessed to be standing here today," said Miller. "I believe we live in the best place in the world." As a gay man, Miller said he was inspired to co-found the Rainbow Club following an experience mentoring a gay youth whose parents were not accepting of his sexuality. "I was just a spark," he said. "We really thought there were a lot of people out there who could benefit from such an organization. I wanted to help others who were afraid to be who they are. I think people can see what a difference we've made, and I'm proud to be part of that." Patterson moved to Collingwood in 2014, and was inspired to volunteer through her son's endeavors. As president of the Collingwood Clipper Swim Club, she's helped the club grow to 200 athletes and has spearheaded initiatives such as spending $62,000 on installing new starting blocks at the Centennial Aquatic Center. As a Swim Ontario regional chair and Swimming Canada official, Patterson supports swimming at all levels through her affiliation with the Clippers and the Georgian Bay Squall Master Swim Program. Patterson is also treasurer of the Collingwood Paddling Club. "I'm surrounded by so many amazing people inside and outside of the Clippers. A heartfelt thanks for this nomination," she said. "I'm very humbled to be in such good company today." Sandberg arrived in Collingwood in 1974, and has been a pivotal presence in the local arts and culture scene since. She was there when Theatre Collingwood was founded 40 years ago, and has lent her talents in makeup, costuming, and hair to many productions over the years. She's spearheaded major fundraisers for the arts locally, including the Ontario Winter Games and Collingwood Day at the Canadian National Exhibition. Sandberg has served on the board of directors for Theatre Collingwood and the Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts. Sandberg painstakingly compiled the town's entire arts history into five volumes that currently live at the Collingwood Public Library, and worked on building a full history of Theatre Collingwood. She still assists Gaslight Community Theatre productions with hair and makeup design. "Thank you so much," she said. "It is a great honor for me to be standing up here." Sandberg thanked her friends and family. "The more I gave of myself, the more I received from the hearts of others," she said. Derek Crespi, center, receives the Lifesaving Society's Rescue Award of Merit from Aaron Beresford of the Lifesaving Society, right, and youth mayor George Hamburg. Jessica Owen, Collingwood Today. Derek Crespi was also presented with the Lifesaving Society's Rescue Award of Merit for rescuing a 12-year-old boy from drowning off of Sunset Point back in August. "Thank you so much, everybody," said Crespi. "I was happy to be able to assist." Crespi shared that he still keeps in touch with the 12-year-old boy. "His mom has him in swim lessons now, which I was happy to hear," said Crespi with a laugh. "It's an honor to be part of this fantastic town with such great people."